Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau Kaufmann, B-Profil 2011, Englisch, Hörverstehen, Serie 2. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. An announcement. New member of staff.
Hello everyone. I'm pleased to announce that the IT department has found a new recruit. Her name is Carmela Jones. That's C-A-R-M-E-L-A Jones. And she graduated from Oxford with a degree in business administration, as well as having studied computer sciences. For the past 2 years, she has been working for our competitors, so she has some work experience. She will start work here on July 10, as soon as she returns from a well-earned vacation. Our next meeting is on the 12th, at 2:15 p.m, and I can introduce her to you all then. She will be starting just in time to help us install all the new computer equipment. By the way, she also plays the violin beautifully, so I'm sure she'll be an asset to our in-company orchestra. Then, the next item on our agenda is Pat's report on future technology on the web.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hello, everyone. I'm pleased to announce that the IT department has found a new recruit. Her name is Carmela Jones. That's C-A-R-M-E-L-A Jones. And she graduated from Oxford with a degree in business administration, as well as having studied computer sciences. For the past 2 years, she has been working for our competitors, so she has some work experience. She will start work here on July 10, as soon as she returns from a well-earned vacation. Our next meeting is on the 12th, at 2:15 p.m, and I can introduce her to you all then. She will be starting just in time to help us install all the new computer equipment. By the way, she also plays the violin beautifully, so I'm sure she'll be an asset to our in-company orchestra. Then, the next item on our agenda is Pat's report on future technology on the web.
Now go on to part two. Two. A voicemail message.
Hello, Susan. It's Tom here. It's 10:10 on the 3rd of June. Could you please send an email to Craig Thornby at Intercommerce? That's c.thornby@intercommerce.com. Please apologize and tell him I can't make our meeting at 9:30 on the 5th. Ask him for a new time on the 7th or the 10th. I prefer mornings to afternoons and Tuesdays rather than Thursdays, unless that's not possible for him. Oh, and tell him I have an enticing new offer with a 12% discount on the machines his firm is interested in. If he has any questions, he can reach me on my personal mobile, 063-725-4229. The battery's dead on my business one. Can you also check if the order for spare parts to Sing Engineering has been sent? They called me again this morning. They're waiting for it. Thanks. Talk to you later. Bye for now.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hello, Susan. It's Tom here. It's 10:10 on the 3rd of June. Could you please send an email to Craig Thornby at Intercommerce? That's c.thornby@intercommerce.com. Please apologize and tell him I can't make our meeting at 9:30 on the 5th. Ask him for a new time on the 7th or the 10th. I prefer mornings to afternoons and Tuesdays rather than Thursdays, unless that's not possible for him. Oh, and tell him I have an enticing new offer with a 12% discount on the machines his firm is interested in. If he has any questions, he can reach me on my personal mobile, 063-725-4229. The battery's dead on my business one. Can you also check if the order for spare parts to Singh Engineering has been sent? They called me again this morning. They're waiting for it. Thanks. Talk to you later. Bye for now.
This is the end of task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to a radio interview with Stefan, who has been abroad to learn English. For each question, mark the best answer, A, B or C. Tick one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
This is Anne Winter talking to Stefan Dalmer. Stefan, why did you want to go abroad to learn English?
Well, I'm studying to become a businessman here in Switzerland. The company I'm doing my apprenticeship with uses only English in all of their office communication. I suddenly realized that if I wanted to get a well-paying job after my apprenticeship, then I had better know English well.
How were you able to do that in the middle of your apprenticeship?
I applied for an unpaid leave and got it. My mom and dad were in the middle of a divorce, so I was having a lot of problems at home. Because of that, I was really doing poorly in my work at the office and at school. Everyone hoped I'd get motivated again if I could just take a break from everything. However, they wanted it to be a break that I also could profit from.
Where did you go?
Oh, it was a difficult decision. There are so many good schools. In the end, I chose Vancouver because the school was highly recommended.
What did the city offer you?
The city is fantastic. You've got the mountains, the beaches, and the parks all close by. It's great for sports.
How long did you stay?
Well, at first I thought I would stay for a month or so. Then I realized that if I really wanted to take advantage of this opportunity, a month wasn't going to be enough, really, to learn the language. I decided to stay for 6 months and do a whole semester. Then I had to come back or lose my job.
What was a school day like for you?
Oh, it was typical of most schools. We had 5 hours every morning. In the afternoons, we were free to do all kinds of activities. The school also offered afternoon programs, which were really nice in the beginning to help you to get to know Vancouver and to learn how to get around in the city. There were bicycle rides and picnics on Vancouver Island, as well as bus trips to surrounding areas, all at reasonable prices for a student's budget.
5 hours of English a day. Didn't that seem rather long?
No, there wasn't one class that was boring. I know it's school, but it never felt like school. There were so many people of other nationalities in the class that it was never boring. In fact, there are so many people from all over the world living in Vancouver that you sometimes wonder if you are even in Canada. I'm still in contact with the new friends I made from other foreign countries.
What was the accommodation like?
I was worried at first, but it was great. This family always has about 3 or 4 students from the school in their home. They gave us a lot of their time and help.
Didn't you have any problems at all?
Well, at first I really missed my friends and even my family. Then the food wasn't always what I would have chosen. I was always glad for an evening out with friends to get a pizza.
What tips do you have for people your age who are going abroad for a language course?
Be open to new things, accept the culture and the people as they are, even the food, and whatever you do, use the new language all the time.
Well, we hope everyone has the chance to have such a positive experience as you had, Stefan. Thank you for sharing it with us.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
This is Anne Winter talking to Stefan Dalmer. Stefan, why did you want to go abroad to learn English?
Well, I'm studying to become a businessman here in Switzerland. The company I'm doing my apprenticeship with uses only English in all of their office communication. I suddenly realized that if I wanted to get a well-paying job after my apprenticeship, then I had better know English well.
How were you able to do that in the middle of your apprenticeship?
I applied for an unpaid leave and got it. My mom and dad were in the middle of a divorce, so I was having a lot of problems at home. Because of that, I was really doing poorly in my work at the office and at school. Everyone hoped I'd get motivated again if I could just take a break from everything. However, they wanted it to be a break that I also could profit from.
Where did you go?
Oh, it was a difficult decision. There are so many good schools. In the end, I chose Vancouver because the school was highly recommended.
What did the city offer you?
The city is fantastic. You've got the mountains, the beaches, and the parks all close by. It's great for sports.
How long did you stay?
Well, at first I thought I would stay for a month or so. Then I realized that if I really wanted to take advantage of this opportunity, a month wasn't going to be enough, really, to learn the language. I decided to stay for 6 months and do a whole semester. Then I had to come back or lose my job.
What was a school day like for you?
Oh, it was typical of most schools. We had 5 hours every morning. In the afternoons, we were free to do all kinds of activities. The school also offered afternoon programs, which were really nice in the beginning to help you to get to know Vancouver and to learn how to get around in the city. There were bicycle rides and picnics on Vancouver Island, as well as bus trips to surrounding areas, all at reasonable prices for a student's budget.
5 hours of English a day. Didn't that seem rather long?
No, there wasn't one class that was boring. I know it's school, but it never felt like school. There were so many people of other nationalities in the class that it was never boring. In fact, there are so many people from all over the world living in Vancouver that you sometimes wonder if you are even in Canada. I'm still in contact with the new friends I made from other foreign countries.
What was the accommodation like?
I was worried at first, but it was great. This family always has about 3 or 4 students from the school in their home. They gave us a lot of their time and help.
Didn't you have any problems at all?
Well, at first I really missed my friends and even my family. Then the food wasn't always what I would have chosen. I was always glad for an evening out with friends to get a pizza.
What tips do you have for people your age who are going abroad for a language course?
Be open to new things, accept the culture and the people as they are, even the food, and whatever you do, use the new language all the time.
Well, we hope everyone has the chance to have such a positive experience as you had, Stefan. Thank you for sharing it with us.
This is the end of Task B. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.